Well, I interviewed Dr. Judy Mikovits, and I asked her the big question. How many Americans does she think will die from this so-called vaccine, which is actually an injection of a genetic engineering bioweapon, right? I mean, if you get the AstraZeneca or the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, that's being injected with spike protein, which is what's causing, you know, the COVID deaths. It's the spike protein death, really, is what it is. Or if you get injected with Moderna or Pfizer, then it turns your body into a spike protein bioweapons factory. So Judy Mikovits, author of the new book, what's it called? Ending the Plague? She says 50 million Americans will die and that it will take years, a few years. Sounds like maybe she was saying 1 to 3 years or something like that. I forgot the exact time frame. But I asked her, what are those deaths going to look like? Just people dropping dead from heart attacks and strokes or what? She said, yeah, and cancer. People dying from autoimmune disorders. People dying from all kinds of different things that are really spike protein-induced deaths, even neurological diseases that are all because people are being injected with the toxin, the spike protein. And she said, they've known for decades in the science community that if you inject this spike protein into animals or humans, that it kills a bunch of people. They've known this for a long time. And she says it's on purpose. It's all deliberate. And she's heartbroken too. She's got, you know, she's almost in tears over the fact that here she is, a woman working to warn humanity, as I am working to warn humanity. We're trying to save lives, trying to tell people, do your research, get information, become informed. Don't inject yourself with toxic experimental substances and nanoparticles and nanolipids like polyethylene glycol and things like that. And yet people don't want to listen to us. They want to listen to the, quote, authorities that are killing them. They want to listen to Fauci, I guess, or they want to listen to CNN, which CNN's not a science journal. Washington Post is not a science journal. These are not science journals. You can say, okay, well, Natural News isn't a science journal either. But I am a scientist. I'm a published scientist running an ISO-accredited laboratory, not in virology, but Dr. Mikovits is a virologist. We're not newbies to the realm of science. We know more science than the typical media, you know, fake news media journalists. They don't know anything about science. We know a lot about science, enough to be well-informed on these topics. And for Dr. Mikovits, I mean, she's an expert in virology. That is her area of focus. She knows about virology. So anybody out there saying that, oh, you don't know, we should defer to the media authorities. No, the media authorities are the ones who are completely clueless. They're the ones who don't know. Now, the good news is she told me that it's not permanent. The damage is not permanent. People can survive being injected with the spike protein. She says she has tremendous faith in the human immune system and the ability of the body to heal, and that there are ways to halt the expression of the spike protein regions. You know, regions that are associated with the vascular damage and the heart attacks and strokes and so on. So from what she's saying, it's about, number one, not getting any more injections ever. And then secondly, leading a healthy lifestyle, avoiding GMOs, she said, avoiding processed food, avoiding fake foods and prescription medications that are toxic, and taking care of your health. And using natural foods as your medicine, using, by implication, good nutrition as your medicine. That's what she's talking about, and that's exactly what I've been advocating for a very long time. Use nutrition as your medicine. But sadly, you know, a lot of people are going to die from this vaccine. I don't know if it's going to be 50 million. I've estimated maybe somewhere like 17 to 34 million. But maybe that number's low. Maybe Mikovits' number is a lot more accurate. We won't know until we see this happen. We may never know because these deaths won't even be attributed to the vaccine, of course. But the people who are going to die, it's very clear, are the people who take the vaccine shot and eat horrible foods. You know, junk food, processed food eating people. People who take a lot of prescription medications. People who don't take care of their health. And you think about who's getting vaccinated right now, it's mostly people who don't take care of their health. That's the kind of mindset these people have. It's like people who eat a lot of junk food and they have horrible health conditions, you know, diabetes and obesity and heart disease. And then they say, well, I better get health insurance. Got to cover the cost of all this disease. You know, I've never understood that. I don't carry any health insurance except, I think, catastrophic injury insurance. I don't carry health insurance for regular. I mean, I don't see doctors. Why would I? I don't eat a cancer diet. I don't eat a diabetes diet. I don't eat a diet that causes heart disease or anything like that. But it's the people that have the worst health that want to go out and get vaccinated, you know, to protect them. And the same people who want all kinds of health insurance because they know they're going to have massive healthcare costs associated with all the diseases that they've got because of their lifestyle. It just never made sense to me. But anyway, a lot of these people are going to die from the spike protein injections. In fact, you could argue that this is who's being targeted by the vaccine industry, trying to target low IQ people who really don't know much of anything about health or nutrition or whatever. So I forgot which state this was, but they're giving away custom rifles, some kind of vaccine lottery where you can win guns. And as I told Judy Mikovits, I was like, why do you need a gun when you just shot yourself with a vaccine? And if you're going to commit vaccine suicide, why do you need a custom rifle? It just, all of it makes no sense whatsoever. But these people, they're willing to risk their lives for a custom rifle or, I mean, just a chance at a custom rifle. I mean, a lottery ticket that might be worth a couple of bucks. That's all that the value is for that. I mean, just because the prize is a custom rifle, who cares? They've got other lotteries. The prize is $1 million. What good is $1 million if you're dead? How are you going to spend $1 million when you're 6 feet under? How are you going to spend $1 million when you've had a stroke and you can't move anymore? You can't function. You can't speak. You can't tie your shoes. The money is meaningless at that point. Meaningless. Why would you inject yourself with a biological weapon for a chance at winning a prize? I tell you, you already have the prize. It's called good health. You should protect it. You should protect your prize of good health. You were born with that prize. God gave it to you. Maybe you could argue your mom and dad gave it to you, you know? Your mom carried you for 9.5 months, and you were born with a body. Take care of it, man. You don't inject yourself with a spike protein, buy a weapon because you want $1 million, and your chances of even getting that $1 million are like 1 in 1 million anyway, so it's worth a dollar? What is it? I guess the vaccine's now targeting people who can't do math. And maybe that's the whole depopulation priority out there. The globalists are saying, yeah, get rid of the useless eaters, as they call them. Get rid of the people who can't do math. Just tell them they're going to be in a lottery as long as they take the suicide shot. So when you look at 50 million people maybe dying in America, I guess technically it's going to be 50 million low IQ people. You know, the lowest of the low, the dumbest of the most gullible people in America are going to be among the 50 million who die. And even though they're low IQ people, I'm still trying to save them. I'm still trying to save them because I think even low IQ people deserve to live. I don't want to see anybody suffer and die from strokes and blood clots and aneurysms and embolisms and all these other, you know, bruising and bleeding and crazy. What happens when you get injected with a biological weapon? Yeah, bad things happen to your body. I don't want to see people suffer, even if they're low IQ. But isn't this interesting? It's just like the Nazis going after the mentally retarded, isn't it? Or the physically handicapped, or the invalids, as they were called. The Nazis went right after them. said, oh, those are the people that they want to exterminate, you know, to save money for the empire, or what do they call it? The regime, the party. Today, America's killing off the low IQ people because they're easy to convince to take a suicide shot. How is that not a total violation of law and medical ethics? How is that not some kind of crazy violation? How is that even acceptable under the label of science and medicine? Just mass murder. That's what Mikovits calls it. It's just mass murder. It's just mass murder through a needle instead of mass murder out of the barrel of a gun. And the truth is going to come out. The body stacking up will not be able to be ignored. This is coming. So watch for my interview with Dr. Mikovits. It's an extraordinary, fascinating, horrifying interview. It's coming on Brighteon.com on my channel, Health Ranger Report. I'm Mike Adams, of course, the Health Ranger, publisher, editor of naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening.